In association with Newsarama, welcome again to Word Balloon, the comic book conversation show. This is John Sundress. It's holiday season, so we wanted to talk to some comic creators who've got some great holiday products out on the market. With that in mind, I wanted to talk with Art Baltazar, the co-creator of Tiny Titans for DC Comics, along with his own characters like Patrick the Wolf Boy, Gorilla Gorilla, and so many others under his Electric Milk imprint. To go beyond his Tiny Titans work, make sure you visit his website, artbaltazar.com. In this conversation, we'll be talking about the great series for DC that's been an overnight success. 2008 was a great year for Art, and we've already seen the difference at conventions. He was always a good curator to go see if you were in the know in Artist Alley. Now you have to wait in line for his great work, and we'll tell you why in this conversation. We also discuss the new DC Holiday Special out on the newsstands this week, including a great feature from Art and Franco, and their story for a change is drawn by Tim Levins. This episode of Word Balloon is brought to you by Witchblade, the animated series now available on DVD and digital download from Funimation Entertainment. Based on the comic book series from Top Cow Productions, the anime series goes into the future to tell the tale of a new bearer of the Witchblade and the conspiracy that surrounds her burden. The 24-episode series box set features wraparound box art by Mark Silvestri. The box set also includes 100 minutes of extra features, including All You Want to Know About Top Cow, with interviews and a tour conducted by Mark Silvestri. Witchblade is also available as a digital download at iTunes, PS3, PlayStation Store, Xbox, and Amazon. Visit Funimation.com/Witchblade to view clips from the series and box art. That's Witchblade, the anime series, on DVD and digital download from Funimation Entertainment. First of all, I enjoyed the last issue.
Cool.
I liked Supergirl and Batgirl kind of on a mission to have a tea party.
Yeah. We forgot to feed the pets.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, no kidding. It was Streaky and Ace getting neglected. And it was,
that was the first time that the Tiny Titans was all one story throughout the whole thing.
I noticed that. What are they, like eight pages or six pages?
Yeah, maybe less. About sometimes three pages. Probably about five stories throughout the whole book, usually five, six stories.
Is it just, you know, whatever you feel like? I mean, do you have totally carte blanche if you want to do as many stories or just one story, whatever you want to do?
Yeah, pretty much. Whatever works. We keep writing until we get a punchline, so then that's it. That's what works.
Is Jan Jones your direct editor?
Yeah. She usually always has an assistant editor, and right now the assistant is Simona.
Okay.
Simona, I forgot what the last name is. It starts with an M.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's pretty cool. She responds to all my emails, so I know she's there. She's working. She's a hard-working girl.
Excellent. And, you know, is it any trouble meeting the deadlines every month for a monthly book?
No, not for me. No, I do my stuff pretty quick. And, like, when the deadlines are approaching, I feel the pressure.
Okay.
So I actually work better. I work faster.
That's cool.
I always hate when, like, I have something that's due, like, oh, just here is due in 6 months. Like, damn. So it takes me real long to get it done. But when something's due in a week, I love it.
Now, how does it work with you and Franco? Because I know Franco is credited, too, as a co-plotter and scripter. So how do you guys handle an issue?
We discuss the stories and the jokes and stuff over the phone.
Okay.
And we talk about, we call each other about three or four times a week, maybe five times a week.
Okay.
And usually on Fridays, we just talk at night for like 4 hours. And then we just script the whole thing. We talk about, like, usually I'm working, I'm either coloring the comic or drawing it, and we're talking about stories, and as we're talking, he's typing. And so he'll email me all the stuff we talked about, and then I'll write stories from it. I'll make all of the comics from the stories we talked about.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool. We, like, bounce ideas off each other all night long, so it's kind of cool.
Is it full script, or is it more Marvel style?
I think we're more, like, Marvel style. Well, I kind of, like, we don't do a script. Our script's, like, if we hand it to another artist, you have no idea what to do. So, like, our stories are like, we could write a whole story in like two sentences. But then as long as we have a punchline, like, I'll write something that if in the beginning of the story you have no idea where it's going to end up, and it'll end up with our punchline. And it's really cool and real fun that way. And we've been writing for years that way. And even when we were writing Wolf Boy stuff and Weirdsville stuff, we would go back and forth on so many things, and then, like, the artist-writer takes over in each of us, and then we just make it work. Like, I'll take all of the stuff we wrote about and just make little thumbnails in my sketchbook and just make the joke work. And sometimes they could do it in 2 pages. Sometimes it might take like 8 pages, but it's pretty fun.
The cast of characters for Tiny Titans is pretty large, and you keep even adding more and more characters, which is great. And it's so much fun seeing the Balthazar version of a lot of, you know, the DC Universe and everything. And I'm blanking now because the last one, was it Bizarro and Doomsday? Who were the bad guys?
Bizarro and Croc.
And it was Croc, that's right, excuse me.
Killer Croc was in there, yeah. He was eating garbage.
Yes, that's right.
So we could have all kinds of characters, but the number one rule is they can't fight. No one's allowed to fight.
That's cool. Well, that's cool.
So it's supposed to be for fun, and the bad guys are just like troublemakers or bad kids or mischievous, you know?
Or
they're not really bad.
Or
they're not evil.
In the case of Slade, the principal,
yeah,
which I love. And I love the fact that, is it Ravager? Because I'm kind of a knucklehead when it comes to the real Teen Titans. I know your Titans better than the other. But she's just embarrassed that it's her dad.
Yeah. And that, we call her Rose.
That's right.
We use her name
instead
of calling her Ravager.
Yeah. Cool. And I just love the fact that, she's just embarrassed by the fact that he's the principal, and that's as far as the conflict goes.
Yeah. And same with Raven. Raven's embarrassed that her dad's the substitute.
Trigon is the substitute.
Big demon. And he makes pancakes for her in the morning before school and stuff.
That's cool. Hey, you know, writing for the age group that you do, and I don't get me wrong, obviously as a 40-plus adult, I enjoy reading your stuff too. But, I mean, really, I think one of the great things about all of your books are, I think it is a good, like, first reader for little kids. And I wonder, what kind of process did you go through in terms of learning how to script for that age group?
I don't know. I read a lot of the Sunday morning or the newspaper strips on Sundays.
Okay.
A lot of that stuff's written that way. And I read, when I was in school, I would always order those Heathcliff comics.
Sure.
And they only had like one gag per page. And I thought they were awesome. And so I read a lot of that stuff growing up. And, of course, along with, like, Spider-Man, X-Men, and the Hulk. But I read a lot of that. And so just when I started drawing, cartoony. I was drawing a lot of Tom and Jerry and Flintstones and Woody Woodpecker and stuff like that. They had Hanna-Barbera, Warner Brothers kind of place.
That's cool.
So I just always wrote whatever I thought was funny. I would write, and when I did write some superhero stuff when I was younger, like high school, I would make my own superhero comics.
Sure.
But when you read them, they're real funny.
Okay.
I was like, I knew I had to write funny stuff. I can't write a serious, like Vertigo book.
Okay.
But if I read it, they'd have to switch universes and put it in the Johnny DC after a while. You know.
Yeah. So there's no dark Art Balthazar story somewhere in your brain where you eventually want to.
There's
you know,
a few floating out there. Like, the most serious thing I've ever done was probably The Big Amoeba.
Okay.
And it's a graphic novel that just came out last summer. And it's about how I create this comic book award so I can win all the awards. And then, but the underlying plot is how I met my wife.
Okay.
So it's kind of a cool book. And it's still funny and entertaining and, you know, rated PG or rated G maybe.
Okay.
I think it's rated PG because they say damn in it.
Oh, okay. And, well, there you go.
So it's PG, and that's the most serious thing I've ever written. And besides there's a DC holiday special, which me and Franco wrote a Nightwing and Robin story.
No kidding.
And that's probably the most serious, but still that's kind of got a little funny humor to it.
Is that going to come out this – that's coming out this December?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, man.
I think a week before Christmas. I think it's December 17th comes out or something like that.
Fantastic. Oh, I look forward to that. That's cool.
So that's an 80-page book.
Right.
And me and Franco share 5 pages.
Fantastic.
So it's like I only get 2.5 pages for myself. You know?
did you draw it or did...
No, we wrote it.
Okay. And, who drew it for you?
I forgot his name, but he's awesome.
Okay.
It's weird because when I see comics and I don't really remember artists and writers' names, I just like the characters, you know? So
sure.
It's kind of like that's how it happened. I looked at it and it's like, all right, someone cool is drawing it.
That's cool. Well, that's good, man. Yeah. No, I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
I went to your website, and for people who are listening, obviously, go to artbalthazar.com because if you've only been exposed to Tiny Titans, that's just a fraction of the man's work. And you go back to a lot of the Electric Milk stuff here, and you got Gorilla Gorilla and Patrick the Wolf Boy. And one of the things I liked was I also liked the webcomics, and I noticed that you have a nice little you and Rose.
Yeah.
That's cool. And, you know.
It was part of our wedding invitation.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, so I made a whole comic book for our wedding invitation. And for people to attend, they had to fill out the coupon in the book, and they had to cut it out and send it in. So it's just like the old comics when you want to get those X-ray goggles.
Sure.
So this way you cut out the coupon and send it for your RSVP, you know. So it was kind of cool. So I got a lot of those in the mail, and a lot of people would copy it because they didn't want to destroy their book.
Hey,
it was kind of cool.
You know, is there any room in the Tiny Titans magazine for a mailbag? Because I would think your stuff would really kind of be fun to see a throwback where there is almost a mail page. Do you get mail for Tiny Titans?
Yeah, I get a lot of mail, yeah.
Okay.
I get emails all the time, and once in a while I'll get something in the mail, like physical mail, or a lot of times at the conventions, kids will give me drawings. They'll give me whole comics that they made.
That's
with
nice.
Staples in them and everything. So it's kind of cool. I got a ton of stuff. I could, publish street comics right now and take a break for a while, you know, with all the stuff they give me.
Hey,
so it's kind of cool.
And I know it's nice when kids do it. I noticed a couple artists have emulated your specific style, and Gail Simone had something on a message board, and it was
from
a fan and stuff. And obviously, she's a big Tiny Titans fan. She said
yeah,
so.
Yeah, she's cool.
But someone had done a Birds of Prey version, kind of in your style. And is that
that's cool?
Yeah, I was gonna say, is that cool? Or are you like, all right, you know, let's call Irving the lawyer and like, you know, copyright
him? No, I don't mind. That's just the way I draw. I don't know. People want to draw like me. That's cool. I'm happy with that.
Well, I think I think you're, you know, Mark Hammond, who runs the FX show and is a good comic, you know, Brother Bear, of course, down in Florida.
Right out, Brother Bear. Yep.
I heard him say, and he's right, that I think your style is very deceptive because on the one hand, it is very simple. And I think if you look at it, kind of like The Simpsons and Matt Groening, too, I think people can maybe figure it out. But whereas it takes us, you know, maybe an hour or two to really come up with something good. I've seen you at conventions and how fast you are with sketches, and it's incredible. And, you know, I mean, I think that's the great thing is that, and much like Sergio as well, Sergio Aragonés, another great guy.
Wow.
Have you had the opportunity to talk to Sergio?
I met Sergio a few times. I tried to give him my business card once, and I had my character on it, my Wolf Boy character.
Patrick, yep.
And he looked at this and said, "What is this?" So I'm like, "It's my business card." He threw it back at me. He says, "I got an original. If I need you, I know where to find you." All right, thanks, Sergio. That's all he told me. So I run into him now and then, and I'll just yell, "Oh yeah, Sergio!" And then he'll give me the thumbs up.
I'm hoping you.
Cool.
Well, I'm hoping eventually you get in the Quick Draw stuff with him and Scott Shaw, and
yeah,
those guys.
I would love to. I know Scott Shaw too. He's a good man too.
Yeah, Captain Carrot, of course.
Yeah, I talk to him all the time.
That's cool.
Whenever I see these guys at all the shows, and whenever I get a chance, we stop by to chat a little bit, you know.
Talk shop?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you ever get any, like, you know, tips, or do you guys ever discuss, hey, how do you do this, or any?
No, not too much. It's mostly filled with compliments. Dude, you're awesome. Oh, no, you're awesome. Dude, you're awesome, you know.
There you go.
Back and forth. Well, that's pretty fun.
That's well, and as people who go to conventions know, you not only entertain with your art, but usually a lot of times you'll dress the part.
Oh yeah, man.
And I know. Was it 2007 when you had the Curious George outfits, the man in the yellow hats?
Yeah, I had that. Yeah.
And I remember one year it was Jor-El and Superman.
Yeah, that was last Wizard World. Yeah.
There you
go.
We
went to the DC panel like that too.
And I remember Batman and Robin, you and Franco, absolutely.
Yeah. When we were a kid, Kid Flash and the Flash, and Green Lantern or Green Arrow one show.
There
our
you
buddy
go.
Jimmy the Muscle was dressed up as Green Arrow.
Now, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Jimmy the Muscle yet.
Yeah,
is he a local guy?
Yeah, he's from Chicago. One of my Chicago peeps.
Very cool.
He lives around here, so he Yeah, he got the name Jimmy in a muscle because he chased down a kid who took one of our T-shirts off our table. We just saw Jimmy take off running, and then he comes back with a T-shirt. And he folds it up and puts it back on the table and just leans back and says, "That kid thought that shirt was free." Like, wow, thanks, Jimmy. That's all it was. So now he's Jimmy the Muscle.
Jimmy the Muscle. I like that.
He
That's cool.
Bullets. Been slapping bullets since 1984.
DC's happy with everything so far? I mean, you know, everything's cool?
Yeah, everything's cool, man. It's like night and day. Like, I could feel like the superstar rock star status and like just from like since last year.
Sure.
And there was one guy was in my line. I had a real, now I go to a convention, I got real long lines.
I've seen
this,
that.
This guy was in my line for an hour, he told me.
Wow.
He says, "Man, I waited an hour to talk to you today." And I told him, "You should have came last year. There was no line." He just walked up to me, talked to me for an hour instead of waiting for an hour. You know, I was here. I've been here since 1992.
That's amazing, man. No, I think about that, and it's like you were, you know, you're one of the best kept, you were one of the best kept secrets in Artist Alley. And now,
now you got the full
spotlight with Tiny Titans, and I'm glad to see that because it's well deserved, man. I mean, it's a fun style. You guys have the humor is great, and it's relatable to fans of the DC universe, and then again on the other level of again just a good gag comic as well. So
yeah.
it's the full package, which is great. I'm hoping that they do. You have any ambitions to satirize any of the big DC events? Are we going to see any type of, you know, with Final Crisis? Here, I'll give you a free idea, although you probably already had it. You know, with the kids being in school, instead of Final Crisis, should it be like Crisis over having to take finals? Like they have like final exams or something?
That's a Final Crisis.
There you go. You know? And they're all.
I'm going to write that down.
Say?
That's real good, sir. You're going to see that in the book.
All right. Oh, you got.
I'm actually writing it right now.
I'll take that. I hope you do. How far?
Now everyone could sue me.
Not at all. No, I told you. That's a free. There's
it
a free.
It belongs to DC now. See?
No problem, man. There you go. Free suggestion. No problem. No charge.
In issue 12, it comes out next month, Darkseid takes over the school.
Oh.
And he makes everybody stay there for a mandatory detention. I could probably still squeeze in that Final Crisis line in there.
That's cool. Very good.
Yeah.
And how often, like, again, is it okay to have the adults show up whenever, like the adult heroes?
Yeah, so far, for the first three issues or first few, I really had to stick to the Titans universe.
Sure.
But, so I was sneaking in all the Justice League, and I would just show them, like, Tom and Jerry style, just from the shoulders down, you know?
Uh-huh, yep.
And now I'm still doing that with the Justice League characters, but there's more and more, like, Bizarro was in there now, and Killer Croc is in there. And Bizarro was supposed to be in issue one, but I changed it to Plasmas.
Okay.
Because I had to switch to the, had to just stick to the Titans universe, and he's more Justice League universe or Superman universe.
Sure.
So now that, after talking with the DC guys and hanging out with them, they just said, well, just do whatever. Just make them funny. Make them good.
That's
so
cool.
Now it's like there's a whole bunch of stuff that's happening in the book that I can't believe they're letting me do. So it's real strange.
I think that's great, man. One other thing that I like to see you do at conventions, and a lot of times you do it yourself, but sometimes, you know, more ambitious people in line will ask for something a little more developed than just like a one-figure sketch. But I kind of like when you do your, you know, some of the other teams. Like I've seen you do your version of all the X-Men or your version of all the people in the Superman universe. That was one of my favorites from a year or
yeah.
two ago. And
I charge $1 a character, so those are kind of cool.
Exactly. You know? Well, that's the thing. And so there you go, folks. I mean, and I know the lines have gotten longer, but it's always worth getting a good sketch from Art. And use some creativity on your part, because I've only gotten a couple sketches, and I got to get back in line and start using my imagination. I want you to recreate a bunch of, like, classic covers.
Oh, I've done that, too. They're on my website, too.
That's cool.
I did a few Avengers cover, I think, and some Hulk cover, the Captain America. And there's one guy asked me to draw the Green Lantern Corps.
Okay.
And I said, all right, that'll be $700. He said, what? Said, isn't there like 700 characters? He goes, no, just make some. How many? So after a while, he just said, just fit as many as you could on the page. So I started making up guys even. So this guy's from Sector 486.
Hey, you should let you got to let Van Sciver and Jeff Johns know for the Sinestro War. They probably need some names of new lanterns and stuff.
We could probably do a crossover. That'd be cool.
There you go.
The Red Lanterns invade the Tiny Titans universe.
What? Yeah, really? Yeah. How would you simplify that, or the yellows, or something like that? That's a good question. Or maybe they got flashlights or something.
Yeah, they probably all have to go pick apples or something. Something would happen.
That's awesome, man. That kills me. What else have you got coming up? I know you got the Tiny Titans Monthly. You're going to be in the Christmas special, which is really good planning. Yeah. But one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you during holiday season is I figure people have got kids and they want to give, you know, comic fans want to turn little kids onto comics and stuff. And I think, you know, you're the kind of creator that has the product to really open the world of comics to a young person. And again, start building on their reading skills as well. So have you got any suggestions from the Balthazar collection?
I got brand new trades, Patch of the Wolf Boy trades.
Excellent.
That I just got them in stock in my house. So they've been around here for a little while, and this volume 3 and 4. I got to put them on my website for purchase.
Okay.
And I was actually going to put that up there tonight. That and my Big Amoeba comic.
Excellent.
But I got a whole bunch of books on my website for sale. I got all a whole run of Tiny Titans so far for sale.
Very cool.
And I know the trade paperback comes out in February, and that's going to be really cool.
How many issues are? I was going to say, how many issues in volume one?
Six.
Okay.
Six issues.
Fantastic.
And then each trade's going to be collected 6 issues at a time.
Are they going to be
cool.
Full size trades, or are they going to be like digests? What are they going to be?
I'm not sure yet, sir.
Okay.
I don't know what size they're going to be, but I'm looking forward to them. They're going to be cool.
Have they done trades for any of the Johnny DC stuff before?
I think for Titans Gold, they had a bunch.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know of any others.
Yeah,
they might have had some Superman ones.
That could be.
Yeah, I saw Batman ones too.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe for the Batman Adventures and the ones that look like the animated series.
Yeah. I saw some of those. Those are cool.
Have you seen the Brave and Bold cartoon?
Yeah, man, it rocks.
Yeah, I was very pleased because I guess I'm too old for the Teen Titans Go. That didn't grab me, but I have to admit this. I like the Brave and Bold. I think it's pretty fun.
It was awesome. It was the only cartoon, the new cartoon like that, especially like superheroes that I like, where my kids sat with me the whole time. My kids are 5 and 2, and when it went to a commercial, they were upset and they wanted to see more Blue Beetle. You know,
that's cool.
And then Plastic Man was on this week.
Yep.
And we watched it again, and they love Plastic Man. And I got a Plastic Man action figure, and now they finally know who he is. So it's kind of cool.
Well, you got a built-in test audience. That's fantastic, 5 and 2. That's the perfect age.
When I got my Tiny Titans, a new one in, with Batgirl and Supergirl on the cover, I get some copies from the printer.
Uh-huh.
So I get them like a day or two before they come out. So I look at him, and right when I opened the box, my daughter picked it, and she's 2, and she grabbed it. A girl book, Daddy, you made a girl book. I'm like, all right. She's like, man, I hope I got the best-selling girl book out there.
That's cool, man.
So she was real happy when she looked at the whole thing, and it was cool.
It's
a little rewarding, you know?
Absolutely. Well, then you're going to have to turn around to the Supergirl book when it starts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Eric and Landry.
Yes.
Eric and Landry and Walker. I forget how you say their names, but I know who they are. Yeah, Eric and Landry.
Adventures in the 7th grade or whatever?
Yeah. I got to read their book in San Diego. They had a copy of it. And it's awesome. First issues.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. And yeah, how's Kunkel's Shazam book?
It's good. It's just like Hero Bear and the Kids. Like, you open the inside and it's done by the same guy, and you could tell, you know, it's just awesome.
Sure. Well, and again, that's what's great about Tiny Titans. I think this is a good gateway book to get you into the Balthazar universe and check out the other stuff. And really, if people enjoy that, I definitely say check out Patrick the Wolf Boy and Gorilla and all the other characters. Do you have time to still do your own characters along with the Titan schedule?
I'm working on some of them. Most of them are all sketched out in my sketchbook. But I'm trying to get enough issues ahead in Tiny Titans where I could actually draw my whole book.
Sure.
And get them all done. Because I'm working on a six-issue series with Patrick the Wolf Boy called Patrick the Wolf Boy, Your Friends. I'm just trying to get it all done before it gets out there, because I don't want it to fall behind, you know?
Certainly.
And then I'm working on a Meteor Mike comic book. It's another character I got.
Okay.
He's a little bug who gets powers from a meteorite. So, and then what else? I got some Grim Reaper comics. We're going to be doing another Grim Reaper book and collect all of our books we had now, but it's just time.
Sure.
So, Tiny Titans is awesome, and but I just got to get ahead of the schedule right now so I could make some more books. But the cool thing is my wife is home from work now.
Okay.
Because her job was, she was either wait for them to lay her off or quit early. So she quit early, and now I've been catching up for the last 2 weeks. Man, I've been drawing like crazy. So, because I'm always home with the kids, watching kids. But now she took over the stay-at-home dad stuff, and now I'm doing the worker dad.
Well, that's, yeah, no, I understand. That's cool.
Awesome. Well, and, but it's just been a great time, great year, man.
Well, that's
it's
cool, man.
Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad to hear about a good story as opposed to everyone else. It's you know, it's a tough year financially, but I can understand too, because I know your wife is working at a bank, so
yeah,
that's a tough place to be right now. I can appreciate that.
But at least she gets to stay home now. If I told her, just look at it as you get to stay home now, and I get to work all day.
Well, that's
so
cool.
I've been putting in like 10 hours of 12-hour days every day.
Well, when are we going to see you break into animation, man? Or have I missed your animation?
I got one animated cartoon, Patrick the Wolf Boy, on the site.
Okay.
But as far as Tiny Titans, I don't know. I'm waiting.
Man.
I did a style guide for people who are not going to read the comic. And so that's what the DC guys told me, to make a style guide for people who are never going to see the comic. I go, okay. So that means whoever's not going to read it, you know. I don't know who that means. But
yeah, I was going to say, what do they do with a style guide? What happens there?
They take a style guide, has all the characters and the concepts and some stories and stuff, and they work towards making it something beyond the comic.
I see. Okay, so that's for Warner's.
Yeah, Warner Brothers, and hopefully animation.
Sure.
So I'm just seeing, we're waiting to see what happens, but I don't know. And I got some stuff. There's always something brewing with Wolf Boy, too. Patrick the Wolf Boy, he was in China being worked on for a while. And it's always back to square one, to grassroots stages, you know.
A Chinese animation company?
Yes, I don't even know who it was, but they were doing something.
Okay.
So somebody's working on something. I got a few emails, and all right, let's do it. And my answer was always yes. Just
sure.
Do it. Okay, do it. I don't care. Do it. I'm not waiting for the paycheck. Just do it.
Well, when you're ready to animate and you need voices, call me. You know that.
Oh yeah, man, you got a killer voice.
Well, not just the narrator voice. I can do characters for you. I'll send you my reel.
Oh, cool. I heard a guy was doing his a guy I met in Philadelphia or something. I met him and he was doing his own podcast.
Okay.
And he told me that he bases it on you.
Get out of here.
You set the standard for how it should be done.
Oh, that's very kind.
So I was like, wow. So where's John right now? He should be here listening to this.
Well, what's coming up for you convention-wise? Are you going to go to New York?
Yeah, that's my next one.
Cool, me too. Yeah. Excellent. Maybe I'll see you on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Like we normally do.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be great, man.
Sarasota again, yeah.
Yeah, are you going to go? Are you going to do the FX Con in April?
Yeah, I'll be there too.
Excellent. I'm going to that.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So, what else have you got coming up for 2009?
I got Wizard Philly.
Okay.
San Diego.
Certainly.
Wizard Chicago. And FX in New York so far, and probably Motor City Con.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And hopefully, because I think the guys who put together the Windy City Con, they're going to probably bug you again for 2009.
Oh, yeah. I'll go there, too.
Excellent, man. I know you had a comic book store signing that day, and
yeah,
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, he asked me months in advance, and once I found out it was the same day, I was like, oh, man, I couldn't do two things.
Oh yeah, no, we understood that, and that, you know, we'll be much more organized. They really threw that Chicago show together at the last minute. I mean, I always give the Around Comics guys a lot more credit for that show because they really did the hard work for it. They just asked me to call a few guys that I knew creator wise, to let them know. And, you know, that's, I know that, like I said, I mean, it was successful enough that they are going to probably do it again. And we'll definitely be more organized and get the word out a lot earlier to let everybody know.
Oh, yeah, man. That's going to rock.
Because, yeah, they definitely want you. And it was nice. There were a lot of kids. I was really happy with how many kids actually showed up to the Chicago one. It was nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And another thing, man, you got to, and I know it's tough because you got the kids and that you're so far on the south side. But you got to come to the north side sometime, man, and, like, hang with Celia and Norton and those guys when they do the drink-a-draw on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I see them. I always meant to go on Wednesdays. And now since last year or 2 years ago, I moved up here. I'm way up north now, way in Streamwood past Schaumburg.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'm real far north now, like a half hour north of O'Hare.
Okay. So, that's hilarious. You know, I'm right by O'Hare now. I live in Rosemont. I live, like, at Des Plaines and Rosemont.
Oh, cool.
Right there. So so we can get together sometime, man.
Yeah, we could.
Absolutely.
We would have a pop.
Absolutely. Well, you know.
We could go draw with those guys, too.
Very good. Yeah, man. Because I work downtown, so I always, it's tough, you know, sometimes it's tough for me. But, yeah, I went last Wednesday and I saw the guys. It was fun.
Oh, yeah, man. Did you bring your sketchbook?
No, I don't actually draw. I just hang out. You know,
hope they don't mind that I draw naked, you know. Oh, that's right. Sorry, we're on the radio.
No, you can say whatever you want, man. You can say whatever you want. You can get as blue as you want. Art, this is your chance. Because I know
do it.
You can get as blue as you want to get. It's all right.
Blue, like turquoise blue?
If you want to.
As indigo blue?
As raw as Lenny Bruce, if you want to. Or Richard Pryor, man.
I can't say that.
Hey, you know, I never ask you. What'd you think of all the superhero movies this year?
They're awesome, man. They rock.
So I'm
all the best thing that happened to anybody.
Yeah, this pretty much was the best year, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because imagine life without them. It would be real bad.
Well, we lived that life. We're old enough. We remember what it was like before this stuff was going on.
Yeah.
I like when people, they laugh at, like, the bad Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were the same way I was when I was a little kid and everything. It was like, that thing was fantastic when we were little kids.
Yeah, it was because it was Doctor Strange on TV.
Exactly.
Or those kids. Spider-Man and Captain America. You know?
Yep.
They were awful, but they were awesome, too.
Well, that's all we had. Or they did the roast of the superheroes?
Yeah.
Now, there, you know, I got to meet Charlie Callis. And he was Sinestro?
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, because this was like about 10 years ago, he came to the Score, the sports station I used to work at. And I said, you know, you're a funny guy, and I've seen your nightclub stuff, and I've seen your movies, and I've seen you with Jerry Lewis and those guys on TV. I said, but you are Sinestro. And his eyes got real wide, and he said, you know, there's like one guy in every town that says that to me. He's like, so he goes, I got to check that off my list. You're for Chicago. He goes, good, thank you. And he goes, he said, you know, I did that 20 years ago. He goes, and people still come up to me and tell me that, yeah, I look like Sinestro. So
that's awesome.
Well, thankfully, Ethan Van Sciver brought the bad back to Sinestro.
That's right.
So,
and the Superman movie set standard for superhero movies.
Absolutely. Well, I'm hoping with the style guide, and now that, you know, DC Direct is doing all this animation stuff, and I know they're doing the kind of feature-length movies and stuff, but, boy, it'd be great to see a Tiny Titans DVD.
Man, I wish I had something to tell you. That's all. I know. It would be fantastic.
Well, hopefully.
Just put little Tiny Titan shorts in between other stuff. It would be awesome, too.
Yeah, that's, you know, you're right.
That would be so good.
Do you know how to, I mean, and especially with today's technology, I know you'd have web comics, but have you learned how to do any Flash animation or anything yourself?
I was starting to. I got friends who are real good at it, though.
Okay.
But I was starting to learn it, and then I just got busy doing stuff. But I would love to do my own and put them on its own demo reel and a demo DVD. That would rock. That would
be, man. Because, you know, we got to get you, like, we got to start your own little termite terrace, you know what I mean? Like they had at Warner Brothers and stuff, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I feel bad. Like, we need like, a full workforce under you. Cracking the whip. You know, you should be like, you should be like Disney or whatever, or, you know.
I need more guys in this place.
Exactly, man.
I had one guy. I'd always have to hire one guy. And the weird thing about all that is I actually gave him some money. I actually paid him. But that's the weird part, you know. There's no problem finding a guy to help you. It's just, Now it's like, what should he do?
No, I understand. Well, you gotta. But I'm saying, yeah, we need one of these ideas to click so you can start the empire, the Balthazar Empire route, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I could walk in and say, "Get to work."
Exactly.
Where's my coffee?
Exactly. Yeah. Big cigar.
That's right.
Well, very cool, man. I definitely encourage, because this is the holiday season, and like I said, kids, we're looking to buy stuff for the kids, and a perfect guy to buy some stuff from would be Art Balthazar. So go to artbalthazar.com.
And anytime you buy stuff from me, you get free stuff, too. Free sketches and stuff. I just load up in the envelope, send it to you.
Excellent. So. Well, there you go, man. There's a good, reasonable buy, and again, I think a great primer for first readers. That will entertain them and educate them at the same time. Art Balthazar, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Another one of those guys that just cracks me up every time I talk with him. That's Art Balthazar. If you haven't checked it out, do yourself a favor. Tiny Titans is a great all-ages book that is fun for adults as well as kids, and just a good old-fashioned gag cartoon comic book. In addition, go to artbalthazar.com and really check out some of the other great stuff that Art does, because if you love the Tiny Titans series, then you're going to find the same type of humor in Art's original work as well. This episode of Word Balloon is brought to you by Vexile. The two-disc special edition, now available on DVD and Blu-ray. Ready for some cyberpunk? From the creators of Appleseed comes a CG anime movie about the dangers of cutting-edge science of robotic biotech. Geek Magazine calls Vexile balls-to-the-wall action. In the battle between man and machine, humanity stands to suffer most. Check out 30 minutes of clips from the movie at Funimation.com/Vexile. For listeners that are bad spellers, that's V-E-X-I-L-L-E. Vexile, the two-disc special edition, available now on DVD and Blu-ray from Funimation Entertainment. John Sutcher's reminding you that Word Balloon is all over the internet. We're at iTunes, at wordballoon.com. Of course, you can find us at Newsarama as well, our MySpace page, myspace.com/wordballoon. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, you can come to the Word Balloon forum at jinxworld.com or follow the link at wordballoon.com. Or you can email me direct, john@wordballoon.com. Sorry I've been under the weather in November and December, and thanks so much to everyone with the get well wishes. I am on the mend, and more episodes are coming in December, so make sure you stick around, because great stuff is coming for the holiday season. Until next time, thanks for listening. Word Balloon is a copyright feature of Shaky Productions, copyright 2008.